Okay, today's daf Yerushalmi Beit Daf Mem Dalad, and we are continuing here in the last parak of Beit. We started talking about the Mishnah, the three categories of activities and actions that one does on Shabbos, the three categories of Shvus and Rishus and Mitzvah. I mentioned that the Mitzvah line is something that is a raya to one shita and a kasha to the other shita, because it says it puts it in the category of rishus. So rishus, that's why the Gemara in the Bavli asks, well, isn't it a mitzvah to get married? And the Pashup Shad is like that. That's like the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Ilchus Ishus, where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of marriage. The Rambam clearly is of the opinion that there's a mitzvah to get married separate from the mitzvah peravu, right? Ki yikach, the Rambam Paskins, is a separate mitzvah of marriage. That's where the Rambam speaks about history. At the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, Kodem Matan Torah, the Rambam says, Adam Oda Pokeh Isha Bashuk, before Maimon Har Sinai, a person would just meet a woman in the Shuk, Imratza Huvihili Sausa, and if they wanted to get married, Machnisa Labeso Ubala Beinola Beinatzmo. They just had Knisa L'Rishuso. That was all a marriage. V'tielo l'isha. Kiva chenitna Torah, nitztavu Yisrael. Shem yirtza ha'ish. Lisa isha. Once the Torah was given, we are commanded that if a man or woman want to get married, yikne osa tchila bifnei edem. He has to first do a kinyan in front of edem. Sh'achar kach tielo l'isha. V'likuchen elu mitzvahs aseishol Torahim. And these likuchen, this kinyan, is a mitzvah daraisa. U'becha b'shol shadvarim ha'isha niknes. V'kesef o b'shtar o b'bia. And the Rambam has his the much discussed formulations. What's Daraisa? What's Darabanan? That's the Rambam in Ishus in Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam later on also in Perak Gimel clearly holds that it is a mitzvah, because he talks about the brachos there, and he says the brachos have to be said before the marriage, just like any other mitzvah. The Rambam says at the end of Perak Gimel Chaf Gimel, Kol Makadish Isha Benai De Atzva Benai De Shliach Tzorach Levarech Kodem Akidushin. Ohu Oshlucha Varka Bakadish Kederach Shemavarchin Kodem Kol HaMitzvos. Just like before every mitzvah, that's the Rambam. Why does the bracha sound like such a fancy bracha? It's a fancy mitzvah. So that's why there's a fancy bracha. You know, one might say the Rav Soloveitchik discusses there's two types of brachas HaMitzvah, a bracha on a Maisa mitzvah and a bracha on a Chalos HaMitzvah. So maybe that's why it's a fancy bracha, because there's a Chalos here. The woman is becoming an Eishes Ish, right? And that's why, there's a special type of bracha. But again, that's the Rambam, and that's what it sounds like from the Gemara's question, right? Where the Gemara says, isn't it a mitzvah? And then, from the answer, it sounds like against the Rambam. Oh, he already has kids. He already has kids. So why is that not a mitzvah? It sounds like it's not a mitzvah. It's all connected to Puravu. Right? And who she does that? That's the Rush. The Rush and other Rishonim hold that it is not a mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah, is really Puravu. And the, Kiddushin is just a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage for the mitzvah of Puravu, right? That's, one can fulfill the mitzvah even without it in the days that we took a Pilag Shem, but that's the Rush in the first parak of Ksubis in Aleph Yud Beis. V'nira li, the Rush says, ki bracha zu eina bracha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Berachas ha-kiddushin is not a bracha for a mitzvah. Why? Because there's no mitzvah. Ki piri yivarivya hainu kiyim ha-mitzvah. V'im lakach pilagesh v'kiyim puravu eino mechuyiv l'kadish yisa in the days of Pilag Shem. V'chein anosei zakena Islandess, oh akara, a man marries a woman who can't have children. V'chein tzeres chama shenasa mevarchin berachas chasanim. We may still make the berachas chasanim sheva brachas vein chiyah b'mitzvah zu she'ein b'kiyah mitzvah per berivya higal oduska bracha b'mitzvah zu, and then he uses that lashon. Va'af benosi ishul shemir berivya kiva defshal akayim mitzvah berivya below kiddushin b'chulu. And he continues, this bracha is niskanel asay shavach l'chadosh baruch hu, it's a bracha shavach. He gives a little hint about some type of mitzvah, but that's how the Rush is usually understood, in that way. How would the Rambam read this Gemara? Right? It says, oh, isn't there a mitzvah? No, yesh lo isha ubanim. So I remember Mori Verabi, Rav Rosenzweig, once said, maybe the Rambam would say, this Gemara just means there's no pressure to do this mitzvah today. That's what the Gemara means. Isn't there a mitzvah? Yeah, he has kids already, so there's no pressure to do it today. Of course, there's a mitzvah whenever it's done, but there's no pressure to do it today, and therefore, that's the Rambam read the Gemara. Okay, that's in terms of Kiddushin. There's a lot regarding Din and Hektish, but let's continue and get into today's daf. Tani, says the Braisa, where we are up to. Ein Olin Be'ilan, going back to the first case mentioned back in the Mishnah, that not climbing a tree. So that's what today's, a lot of discussion is going to be about. Today's daf. Elon Bila Belach Ben Yavish. One is not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos or on Yantif, whether it is moist or dry. What does dry here mean? It's dead. It's a dead tree. it doesn't mean that it's detached from the ground. It's still attached, but it's dead. And the Brisa says you still can't climb up a dead, attached tree. Carbon Eda, she'ein bo lachluchis, v'lo mikri mechubar. Halachically, it's not really called mechubar. If it's totally dead and you break something off from the branch, you know, is that kotzer? Is that right? What, how do you define the malchav kotzer? Oker dover migidulo. You detach something from the place where it's getting nourishment. If there's no nourishment here, the tree is dead. Brisa still says you can't climb. So Gemara says, ni chalach, I understand why lach. That would be usher because gzera shema yiksar. Yavesh. What about yavesh? What's the, even if you are kotzer? Kachanu omrin, asur ladush agabi zmar b'shabbos? Do we really say that ripping off a dead branch isn't that same as just trotting on broken branches that are detached from the ground? Right? Shall we say that it's usur to tread on a zmara b'shabbos? Zmara here, we're talking about a talush zmara. The Karbon Eda says, of course that's mutter, right? And therefore, just like you're allowed to, tread and walk on broken branches, right, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to ha'inami shover zamora. Even if you would break and rip some of those branches, ein bazem mishemisa, there's no issa there. V'achanami b'ilan yavish, therefore so too by a dry tree, shepasak yinikuso, that does not have any nourishment anymore from the ground, k'talosh dami. It should be like talosh, v'ein bazem mishem talosh. V'yamayin ol in a love, why would there be an isser? There's no isser of ksira, so why would you make a gzera? Ella, Rabbi Meir, maybe this Bryce is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Meir, or Meir in a totally different context, or Meir in Hilchos Kilayim, in the seventh parak of Kilayim, where if somebody has a totally dried out vine, is one allowed to plant seeds within the six tfachim, right? What's called, the space that's usually needed to separate by Kilayim, or Meir says, no, you still can't, even though it's dry, because we view it maybe on a Durabana level. Let's read it. El Kari Meir. Durab Meir Amar Geffen Sheyavsha Asura Beinu Mekadashas. Or Meir says, by Kilayim, you have a Geffen, a vine that totally dried up and it's dead. Asura, it's still Asur Durabanan, to plant seeds near it. Beinu Mekadashas, it's not going to Asur. If you did plant, it's not going to Asur like Pentiktash. That's the Lashon of, the Kilai HaKerem is not only Asur to plant, but it's even Asur Bahana'a. So that's the Lashon here. It won't. But well, why is it Asur Drabanan? Because maybe, explains the Karbon Eda, maybe it has a little bit of moisture. It's a little bit alive. But just like Rabbi Meir says, that even though it's dead, it's still Asur Mishim Kilayim. So Gemara suggests, so to hear, even though the tree is dead, it's still Asur to climb it on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yiksar, and maybe there's Zachshash, so maybe it's included in the Drabanan. So maybe that Brisa is reflecting Rabbi Meir Shita. The Gemara says, no, maybe not. Divrei Yaakov. Maybe the Brisa could even be according to everybody. Even according to the Rabbanan de Rabbi Meir. Why? Even if you want to say over there that a Geffen Sheyavsha, there is no Isra of Kilayim, maybe our case would be more Chamor. Asri Ilan Yavish Mepnei Ilan Lach. Right? There's a Gzeira. Yasri Ilan Yavish Mepnei Ilan Lach. It doesn't mean Gzeira L'Gzeira. Right? Yasri Ilan Yavish, because you might come to Kapa in Ilan Lach, and even by Ilan Lach, it's a Gzeira to climb, because you might come to. So it's one of these that Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes, Kula Chad Gzeirahi. At the same time, when they Asr climbing trees, they Asr all trees. Right? It wasn't that, They assered A, and then later on, they assered B. So, it was all included in one, and therefore, that's why it could be even a Kuli Alma, and it's more Chamer, right? This is more Chamer than the case of the Kilayim. Why is it more Chamer than the case of Kilayim? So the Charedim says, because this is Shabbos, he has two days, but the second day, time of the Hacha, Modu. Bishum davi iser Shabbos dechamir davi skila v'roy lahachmir tvei. And it's roy lahachmir more in that case. Once we're talking about the issues of Talisha on Shabbat, there is an interesting discussion of a Rashi. There's a Rashi in Sukkah, where Rashi in Sukkah, the Gemara there in Sukkah, discusses the issue of smelling fruit that are attached to trees on Shabbos. So the Gemara there says, Lamed Zayin Amabez in the Bavli. Lamed Zayin Amabez. The Gemara says that a Hadas bimechubar, one is allowed to smell a Hadas, like a Hadas branch. It smells good. You're allowed to smell it while it's attached. Why? There's no chash that you might come to rip it off. Hadas bimechubar mutal hariechbo. Esrog bimechubar asol hariechbo. In Esrog that's attached, you're not allowed to be meriach. Why? My time, Hadas, what's the difference? They both smell good and they're both attached to the trees. Hadas, de la hariakoi. A Hadas, the ultimate usage of a Hadas is for smelling. It's a spice. So isharis le loasi lemigze. So therefore, if you allow him to smell it, so then that's, he's not going to come to, cut it off. There's no reason for him to cut off because he could use it right now the same way that he can, use it once it's cut. So there's no chash that he's going to cut it. Loasi lemigze. Esrog de lachila koi, but an esrog, which is lachila, isharis le asi lemigze. But, by an esrog, if its ultimate purpose is to eat, so if you allow a person to smell it, so then they might come to cut it off. That's why one is allowed to smell flowers on Shabbos. Why? Because there's no chash that you might come to cut it, because right now you're doing the same, its ultimate purpose, as it would, as would be, even if you would cut it, there wouldn't be any better. So that's, the Gemara. So Rashi says on that Asi Lemigze, but by an Esrog, you're not allowed to smell it while it's attached because its ultimate purpose is eating it. You might come to cut it. Rashi says, Aval Esrog de l'achilokoi ki morachle, when you smell it, minshi, you might forget, the talish v'achalei, and you might rip it off to eat it. The afim ochlo bimechubar. And even if you might come to forget and take a bite out of it while it's still attached, that's the greatest tlisha. That's the greatest tlisha. Sounds like from Rashi, that if you would take a bite out of a fruit while it's on the tree, that would be kosher daraisa. That's what it sounds like. And the Achronim wonder, what's going on here? The Magen Avraham writes in Shilam Edvav, Rashi must be talking about Durabanan. Durabanan, that's not the normal way to be kosher. So, in lecha tolish gadol mizeh must be a Durabanan, but it doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound the way. So if you look in Rav Yashiv says here, he quotes, that maybe it's not the normal way of eating, but it is a normal way of harvesting, of cutting. That's his, he quotes this from the Tfuo Shor. Nacha Badas Rashi Kipshuto, to have a daraisa, v'hu kedarko. Ayin Menachas, doesn't it seem like it's lo derech achila? Nire, the dafka derech achila lo have, aval derech tlisha have. It is derech tlisha. So that's what the Tfuo Shor says. Rav Yashiv is not so happy with it. He says, "Hikshar achronim to potosefta mevur befeirish dein derech tlisha bepe." It's not the normal way to be tolish. V'tirtzu achronim dahani mili betolish lahaniach avol tolish lechol miyad avi kedarko. So he quotes this from the achronim. It's really from the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal says, "Well, let's think about what's normal. If you bite into a fruit that's attached in order to do it in an unusual way, so then that's going to be shinui." But if you lose yourself and you forget, then you just say, wow, this is delicious. And you take a bite, that's normal. That's considered normal. And therefore, that would not be a shinui. That's what the Eglei Tal writes in Meleches Kotzer and Oz Tezvav. Ha'ochel b'mechuba l'karka. Im asa kein laso shinui pater. V'im b'shvil l'maher achilaso daiti note shechayev. But if you're just doing it to eat quickly, you just take a bite out of it. So then, I think you're going to be chayav. That's what he explains in the biurim. That depends what your kavana is. If your kavana is you just lose yourself. That's normal, right? Usually, if you carry something in your mouth, hotza. That's going to be strange. But if you're eating something and you walk out, so that's carrying. Machshavaso mashvilei hotza. So here too, machshavaso mashvilei talisha. So that's an important discussion. Once we're talking about kotzer and climbing trees, the chulu, that's what I would add. Okay. Rev Chia bar Ashi asa ufari kumei rav. Rav Chia bar Ashi was running in front of Rav. Rav sent him somewhere and came back very quickly. Armalei baidi atusa. He says, which way did you go? Baida, which one did you go? Karban Eida. Be'eza derach bata. Shekdamta levolafanai. How'd you get her so quickly? Amarle. Padi tamarta akimta. I came down the street. Must have been a famous street at that time. Where the date trees are crooked. Akimta. They're all dead and they're leaning over and they're on the ground and you have to like walk on them to get over that street. So I came on that street. And that's why I came so quickly. Look in the Charedim. Derach yadua etzlam. It was a known road. And the whole way, there were tamar trees that were leaning over and dead, but they were above three tachim in the ground. They were not loved, they were considered trees. And the Stamar Rebbe had a walk, Rav Chibrashi had a walk on them. Amarle man sharalach. So Rav says to him, he says, who allowed you to go on that road? I was surprised that you came so quickly. Who allowed you to go on that road? Man sharalach. Why? Because if it's above three, even if it's dead, right, like you said here, you can't walk on it. as we just said, right? Asru Ilan Yavish, but Pnei Yavish Ilan Lach. It was a Shabbos case. So that's, you see from here that that's not only in the base Medrash, but even Lamaisa, he passed in that way, L'chomra. So what was Rav Chiya Bar Ashi thinking? What is Rav Chiya Bar Ashi thinking? So they look in the Charedim. He says, Vakasha, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Hechi Ta B'Dvar Mishnah. Right? Isn't this a Beferish Halacha? So how was he made a mistake? Hatzad Perak Basra De Ervin. Didn't we learn at the end of Ervin? Hayu Sharash of Gavoim and Aras Gimel Tvachim Lo Yeshav Aleim. If something's above three Tvachim, you can't sit on it. So number one, Vajeshav Tamar Yavishaya. Number one, he thought that's Halacha. If it's above three Tvachim. But even if it's dead, that's not Tov Dvar Mishnah. That's not a Dvar Mishnah. Even if it's dead, that's an addition. So maybe he didn't know that, or he didn't agree with that. Inami or Delo Dash Baraglov Alov. Eladilaglov. What? Maybe he jumped over them. He skipped over them. The Afilo Achi Amarle Manchar, the Afilo Zaaser. That was the Chiddush that Rav was saying. Even skipping over them. Right, this is strange. Why would that be? You're not using, you're jumping over the tree. Well, because you might come to fall on it. Okay, but that's the story that backs up the halacha. Ravacha b'shem Yerav, Aser Ladush Agabiz Marav Shabbos. So Ravacha now quotes Rav and says, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to tread on his Zmor on Shabbos. One second. Didn't we just say, rhetorically earlier, is it Aser to be Dosh Al-Gabi Zmor b'Shabbos? So that was talking about a Talush case. That was talking about if something is detached, it's obviously Mutter. But here was talking about attached. If you have a branch that is totally dead, but it's still attached to the ground, Rav says a vine, it's usher to tread on it on Shabbos. Again, even if it's dead, only if it's mechubar, right, to fit into what we just said earlier. But the chiddush of Rav is, even if it's on the ground, right, even if it's less than three tfachim, it's usher because the three tfachim above and below explains the charedim, that chiluk was only for roots. If something is a root and it's a tree stump, and if it's about under three tfachim, so then that's going to be usher. But if something is classified already as an eitz, it's classified as a tree, so that even if it's hanging under three tfachim, Rav says it's going to be included in the gzeira. May include in the gzeira. Says the, let's read that in the charedim. Ela nira, de afilu eina gavoa gimel, de lo plug rabbanan bi'ilan atzmo. The rabbanan didn't make any chilukim between the tree itself, bein gavoa lenamuch, high or low. Ubisharashim, de chshash rachoku, hu de sharo ben emuchin. By roots, what are you going to rip out? Right? But, if not, this is what is allowed. Continues the Gemara. He, again, according to that, just to note again, according to that Charedim, when it comes to Eitzim, it doesn't matter if it's less than, what's it's an eight, so even if it's less than three tfachim from the ground, the only chilek is roots. So now the Gemara says, he shar she'ilan, he kol se'akrav. The same thing with the roots would be with the kol se'akrav, the stalks of cabbage. The stalks of cabbage also would be subject to the rules of the roots, meaning even though by trees, we just said there's a low plug, and there's more that's less than Gimel Tvachim, it's usur to walk on, because that's included in, the Isser of trees, by the cabbage stalks, which are pre-ha'adama, right, it's not an eitz, that would be mutter, and that would be similar to the Sharshay Elon. So Gemara says, because of Shlosha, those are only a problem if they're above three, so then the stalks would be similar to the trees. Avalim Einon Gavon Shlosha, but if they're not, above three. So then, ka'aretim, switch that letter. Ka'aretim, then they're like the ground, and they would be mutter to walk on. They weren't, and they're not included in the Elan. You might come to want some of the cabbage stalks. If it's under three, that wasn't included. Why wasn't that included? So explains the Charedim, then we'll go to his shop, because cabbage stalks, you can't just pick off. When it comes to the trees, you can just pick off a fruit. It's very quick. But here, it's a drawn out process. You'll have to dig under and get the stalks out of the ground. And we figured by that time, if it's a drawn out process, so then that's not going to, lead a person to be Mechal Shabbos, because you remember a Shabbos in the interim, right? And that's why it is allowed. So again, that's the shot of the Charedim. That's what we're going with in this Gemara right now. It's not a problem of the Kol Seik Ruv under three because, one would remember by that time because in order to grab it, and to do the Malacha, it'll be drawn out. So the Gemara says, one second, Bibnei Ma Amr Enon Be'ilan, what's the reason you can't climb a tree? Is it just Shemayikach V'yochal? You might come to forget and eat? You might come to eat either like what Rashi said before, you might come to eat the fruit while it's there or just to grab one off? Or maybe, oh, Shema Yishchav Yaron, maybe you'll do even more than that. Maybe we're not just worried you might come to forget and eat it. Maybe we're worried about the drawn out process. Maybe you'll shake the tree. Yishav Yared, you'll shake the tree so that the fruit goes down, and then you'll have the fruit. So maybe that's included. Maybe it's not just about a quick forget. Maybe even a longer drawn out process is also part of the reason lesser. And then you should aser even the kol se'akrov, less than three. Where do you see that? So lishminim and adon. Let's try to see from the following. Hayarochev agabe behem. If somebody's riding on an animal on Shabbos, omrim lo rei, we tell him, get off the animal. Get off the animal. Why do we tell him to get off the animal? That must be because we assume the longer, the drawn out process, chash. We'll explain in a second. Had the amr shem yishav yared. This proves, the Gemara says, the second chash by ein olam b'ila, not just a quick, you might come to forget and eat, but you might come to shake and then go get the fruit on the bottom. How does this prove anything? By telling the guy to get off the animal. Because why do we tell him to go off the animal? He's already on the animal. What are we worried about? We're worried, Chavraya Amri Shema Tinoka Behema. Maybe the animal's gonna start going crazy, and then what? He's gonna have to get off the animal and grab a stick and break it, and then come back to whip the animal into place. So you see from there, the fact that we tell him to get off the animal, we are nervous about a longer type of chash, a drawn out process, or even, right, and if he wouldn't get off the animal, he might lead the animal to the side and go rip off a stick and break and to whip him with. So you see from there, you see from the fact that he has to get off the animal right away, that shows that we're worried also about a drawn out process that he might forget that it's Shabbos. So to here, we should say that even the cabbage, less than three tefachim, is a problem because you might come dig it and you won't remember. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. Amar lon Reb Yossi. We're just going to finish the sentence, then maybe make some comments. Rabbi Yossi says, Haga Atzmacha. No, Rabbi Yossi says, that's not the reason that you would tell the guy to get off the animal right away. Haga Atzmacha, what about this case? What if you have a very big, calm, young camel? You have an animal that's not going to rebel. An animal that's not going to start going crazy. And yet, it's still included in the Gzir of Istamshus Behema. So you see, it's not dafka because when you're riding the animal, it's not dafka because you might go and rip off a branch. There's another issue going on here. And therefore, because there's another issue going on here, this is not a raya that you're worried about a drawn out process of an issur d'rabbanan. Maybe you're only worried about shema yishkach v'yochal, quickly. And if you only worry about shema yishkach v'yochal, so then we would say that the cabbage case is all going to be mutter if it's under three tefachim. What's the other reason? Again, this is all how the Charedim reads the Gemara. Taner of Acha, Bar Papa, Kumi Reb Zeira, Shan Yehi, right? Getting off the animal is for a different reason. Shan Yehi, Shehu Mitzuva al Shvisas Behema Kamo. There's a Isra Shvisas Behemto. Your animal has to rest on Shabbos. Laman Yanuach, as the Pasuk says, this isn't a full Pasuk, Laman Yanuach Sharcha V'chamarcha Kamocha. Right, there's no kamocha in that pasuk. Right, the vachamorecha, that's the pasuk in Shmos. But there's a concept that your animal rests. That's why we make you get off, because if you don't get off the animal, that's a problem of shvisas behemto. Shvisas behemto. What's the issue of shvisas behemto here? Shvisas behemto is a drabana, but if you're on the animal, that's an issur shvisas behemto. So the poskim say that, what do you mean? The Beis Yosef asked based on the Rishonim, chaynosi asatzmo, the Meiri. The Meiri here on the Lamed Vav says, there's no issur daraisa if you're on the animal. Just like if you carry a person, if a person carries a person, chaynosi asatzmo, there's no issur daraisa. So do if your animal carries a person. So no, the issue is if you are on the animal, then you might come to put a masa on the animal too. And that would be an isser of shvisas behemoth. Beis Yosef suggests that, well, maybe when you're on the animal literally doesn't have menucha. But the Beis Yosef says here in Shin Hei, V'yesh lo tamu akiva d'kayim balan d'chaynosi atzmo imkein eina mitzuv eshlo lirkov agabe behemto. That can't be included in the daraisa, v'shem yesh lomar sha'af al bishin in a mitzuba al rechivaso al gabi behema mikomakam kivan sha behema mitzta'eres pirechivaso aleha. The animal is in pain. The animal is feels it when you're on it. How are you overall shvisas behemto? The animal also has to have a relaxing day, and therefore, if you're on the animal, that's not relaxing. If you're on the animal, it's not relaxing, and therefore, that would be a problem. Look in the Meiri here on Daf Lamed Vav. The Meiri says, "Kishem shenasra rechiva mishem chitoch zemora." Just like riding an animal, one of the issues is that you might come to rip off a branch. Kach nasar mitam zeh kol tashvish balechayim afit be'memadaka. all usages. The afal pisham machamer achar behema, the eshal amasui chayev min atorah. Even though there's an isadar raisa called machamer achar behema, if you lead an animal that has a burden on it, that's an isadar raisa. And there's a whole discussion about machamer and shvisas behema in the Rishonim, if it's the same thing or different. Ein l'rechivas atzmo shaychas b'sirzeh. But if you're on the animal, that's not relevant to the issue of machamer achar behema v'yeshal amasui. B'bnei shachay nosi as atzmo. Because the live person carries himself. Then the Meiri says a little bit later, v'yesh bisha omer shlo nikra machamer el akoshu holich achareha. V'chein lo ne'esra rechiva mitam tzivui shvisas behemto shlo nemer b'torah shvisas behemto el b'masui v'lo b'rechiva. It's carrying a load. It's not about riding. But it's in the world. The point of the Gemara is that it's a different reason than, you might come to rip off a branch. And therefore, there's no relevance to, the cases that we mentioned, earlier. The issue of Tzar Balei Chaim is also one that comes up. Remember Rav Asher Weiss's comment that there are 11 suggested sources for Tzar Balei Chaim. Not on just a Shabbos of needing Shvisa, but on a weekday. Causing an animal suffering. The Gemara never quotes a source. The Gemara just said, Tzar Balei Chaim Daraisa, Tzar Balei Chaim Darabanan. The Gemara never quotes a source. What's the source? So many Rishonim and Achronim have Halacha Moshe Misinai, V'racham Alakol Masav, Lama Hikises Hason Chazer Shalosh Pamim. Right? It's all different opinions. How could there be so many different opinions? That's where Rav Asher Weiss suggests. This is one of his examples of many of Ratzon HaTorah. The fact that there are so many sources means that there's the real source is Svara. The real source is that it's obvious that this is what the Torah has in mind based on everything else that we know about the Torah. And that's in general, that's Tzar Balei Chaim on a weekday. But again, what the Beis Yosef mentions here is the context is Tzar Balei Chaim, at least on a Shabbos, is even worse, has another element of a lack of Shvisas, behema. Continuing the Gemara. Here we go. Is tani tani nishana bibehima? Is tani tani nishana bibehima? We have two brises. One brise that says you're allowed to lean on an animal, and another brise that says that you're not allowed to lean on an animal. Amar Rav Chisda, mandar nishana bibari. The one who says that you're allowed to lean on an animal, that's by a healthy person who's not, doesn't really need to lean. So if he's leaning, but really doesn't need to lean, so it's not called leaning. Mandar nishana bitash. The one who says you can't lean on, the brise that says you can't lean on the animal, by a weaker person, really needs the animal, and that's called leaning, and that's called tishtamshus bebehem, and it's usr. Rabbi Yosa Amar is palgun, Rabbi Babar Mamal v'chavraya. Rabbi Yosa says, Rabbi Babar Mamal and the colleagues had two different opinions about how to answer up the steer and the brises. Chad Amar, one holds, we take out the next five words in the charedim. Chad Amar, man da Amar nishanim, who, right, the one says a different answer than what Rav Chisda said earlier. The one who says you're allowed to lean, that's only if you're leaning only a drop. You're not really leaning on it. The one who says you're not allowed to lean is where you're putting all of your weight on it. That's one answer. And then add in a line from the Charedim. The Chadamar, and the other one says, like Rav Chisda said, so two different answers given to answer the steer and the brises. Healthy person versus weak person, or how one is leaning. Leaning a little bit, or leaning with all one strength. And we don't know who said which answer. Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal and Chavraya, who said what? So min man de lo amarav Chizda, change that girsa, from the fact that when Rav Chizda said the answer suggested before about healthy versus weak, he only said it in his name. No, the Gemara didn't put him with B'shem Rabbi Babar Mamal Klum, didn't put it with him, and they were at the same time, they were colleagues, so it must be that he didn't hold like Rav Chisda. Hadei du amar, nishana babar, v'nishana batash. It must be that Rav Chisda is the one that says the chilek of healthy and weak, and it must be Rabbi Babar Mamal is the one that says the other suggestion of, it depends how you are leaning on the animal. Okay, adkan, climbing trees. Veloshad rapanei amayim, the Mishnah also said you can't build a raft. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Vo, not build a raft, or be on a raft, floating. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Vo, zos ha-meretz, sh'asel lahoshit, davol olichem me'atzlo. Right? Not only are you not allowed to float, but you can't cause things to float. Right? Aser lahashit davar, ulaholicho me'atzlo. Right? You can push something into the water, or push it away from the water. Push it away, in the water, away from you. Again, different, right. If you look at the Hagos HaShri quotes this, Yerushalmi in our parak. And the Shulchan Aruch in, in Shin Lamed Tezvav. Asul Adam Lahashit B'mayim Davar Lahulicho Be'etzlo Lahavio Etzlo. To push something in the water to bring it close to you. V'lachain. Well, let's before we say with the lachain, so let's read the Gemara. V'dechvase Asul Adam Lahashit Davar Lahavio Etzlo. Right, you can't push something or bring it closer to you, and you can't push something in the water or not. Story. Rabbi Abba Mar Rabbi Matan Yavi Yasvin, they were sitting, Chamun Lachad Barnash. They saw a person, Patsal Maya Laka Ulaka Vishasi. They saw a person push the water away from where he's sitting, because there must have been things floating in there like splinters that he didn't want. Vishasi. So he pushed the water, the splinters away, and he drank from the good water that was in front of him. Amr Rabbi Abba Mari, Lur Matanya, Hadahita Amr Rabbi Yaakov Barzavdi, Bishim Rabbi Vo, Asl Adam Hasha Davar Lalichameslo. And this is exactly what's Asr, right? Pushing away the splinters. Amarlei, Hadah, he did Sanina. And he answered, no, this is Mutter. Shor Adam Azachav is Locham and Agrogris. Right? No, just like we know, we learned that a person is allowed to break open a barrel to get to the food that's inside, on Shabbos. So here too, you're allowed to push away the splinters in order to eat what's inside. Right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says it's like removing what's on top in order to get to what's inside. You're removing the splinters. Right, so that's the Gemara that really it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch, what I just read before, you can't push something away to get to. Lachain, kismin shal pnei amayim, also lafsilin, lakan lakan, gadil anakos vayim, shiyu yafim. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have splinters passing like the Isser, if you have pieces of wood floating in the water, you can't push them away in order to drink the water, says the Mishnah Berurah, shizil gamkin bechlal hagzeirish lolosh shibishabbos. It's included in the Isser Shat. Not only you floating, but causing other things to float. Or the other things to float. Kol Zeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, the only Isser, though, is Benahar, in a river. Ava Beklio Bebrecha, Sheish Lasafa Lo Gazru, if it has a rim, as Achronim say. Okay, there's a lot there, but we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, and we will continue.